You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Reveler Sports.
4 seconds left. Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup! Lightning strikes twice! The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup!
Hello everybody and welcome back to RBR Lightning. As always, my name is Jake Ricker and alongside me, look! It's producer Eureka.
He is joining us. I'm already. Here. I tried to do my. I tried to do my hat gimmick, and I'm already messing it up.
I liked it. Look at the RBLR Sports Tampa Bay hat. That is.
I'm just trying to be cool. Just trying to be cool, like Joe, man.
Joe does always have the hats, but we welcome you back. We've missed the last couple of weeks, winding down on the off season here, but we have some big news to talk about this week. And Stanley Cup Finals just concluded. Congratulations, by the way, to the Carolina Hurricanes on winning the Stanley Cup. Well deserved for them. They're a team that's been fighting for a long, long. Eureka shaking his head. He's like, nah. But congratulations to the Carolina Hurricanes. Yeah, but we have some news to talk about, Eureka, when it comes to the awards season in full. It's very different. Eureka, I'm sure you remember the awards used to be where it was a show, it was a whole award show. They don't do that anymore. Now they just kind of announce it at a random date. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it just happens.
They didn't actually have like next week. We're going to like Monday will be the MVP day. And they didn't have that. Didn't say that, or they did it
for the Hart Trophy. They did say that's going to be announced on ESPN after the first period. But for like the Vezina and the Jack Adams Award, it just happened. I had no idea that it was even happening. We found out very randomly. Now the Jack Adams, there's a good reason for that, but we'll get into it in just a moment. But yeah, it was weird. They've tried to do different things with the awards because people didn't like the award show, and it's just kind of a whole weird thing.
Yeah. I think, with the show, I don't know what the ratings were for that, but it wasn't on NHL Network or something like that. So who knows? But probably costs a lot more money to put on and get everyone there and hotel rooms and such and such.
Yeah, that's a great point. NHL's got to make their money. All right, but let's talk about some of these awards. The first one we have to talk about is the Jack Adams Award. Of course.
Come on.
And listen, you guys know if you've been watching this show for any bit of time, I have been preaching that John Cooper should have won a Jack Adams Award many, many years ago, and he finally got it. He finally did it. He won the Jack Adams Award, and they surprised him with this. So Michael was actually there, who does the Bolt Report with me, for anybody that doesn't know. He was there for this. Cooper had a little event for his foundation with Coop's Catch and partnered with the Children's Hospital. And they made like I think it was a sensory room, if I remember correctly. And it was like dedicated. It was all the money that John Cooper has raised with his charity. It was dedicated to him. He was there for the grand opening of that room. And they surprised him with the Jack Adams Award, which was super cool. I love that they did that. And for someone that has very much deserved that award for so long, he got it, Eureka.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, as the first listener of this show most nights, I mean, I've heard Joe, Matt, you all like almost like, if he doesn't get it, we know who the real coach of the year has been for a number of these years, right? And like, I think we've all maybe internalized this, like, well, maybe if he doesn't get it, it doesn't matter. But now that he's got it, it's like, I'm happy for him. Thankfully, he can put that on the mantle, not like, next to the Olympic awards and next to the Stanley Cup rings and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, maybe one day when he looks back at this, because I know coaches are never they're in the moment. They're not worried about legacy in the day to day. But when it's time to hang it all up and you're looking at the mantle, it's nice to be like, you know what? He's done everything there is to do as a coach now. I mean, what's he missing? Like
More cups.
Cooper
has won in a championship at every level that he's coached in. The only thing that really eluded him was the Jack Adams Award. And he finally got it this year. And I'm glad you brought this comment up, Eureka, because I do want to talk about this. Daniel's saying Coop deserved the award in the past, but I don't think he did this year.
So Lifetime Achievement Award, maybe? Is that what this is, Jake?
So I can't believe I'm about to say this. Daniel, I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I actually don't think Cooper deserved the award this year. I would have given it to who was the Buffalo coach? Lindy Ruff, I believe it was. Is that, why does that sound right to me? I'm blanking right now. But I don't think Cooper deserved it this year. I thought there were better coaches than this year. And the situation with some of these players, look at Buffalo and what they did and how they were not expected to be anywhere close to the playoffs. And they were one of the best teams this year. Yeah. However, with the way the award system works, which is it's voted on by the writers, which is a whole conversation for another day. Cooper has deserved this award, as you said, Daniel, for so many years. He should have won it, I think, in 2019 when they went on an unbelievable run. They probably come in and argue they should have won it in 2020 when they were winning their cups. There's been so many times that he's deserved this award and hasn't gotten it that I quite honestly don't care that he maybe didn't deserve it this year. He's deserved it for so long. He had to get it at some point. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'd love to hear what everybody else has to say and what they think about if Cooper deserved it this year, do you care or not? But that's where I'm at.
There's the conversation, I guess, is, you know, like you brought up a really great point about, like, does a coach, if we're talking, you know, we talk about most valuable of this or that, which we'll get into, but, like, was the coach of the year the coach that got the most out of their team measured in terms of expectations versus reality? Because it's like, well, who set those expectations, right? Like, just because we expected Buffalo not to be good, and they are, wow, the coach did such a great job. Or is it the team that won the most, got the most points, had, you know, the tactics and things that were put into place, getting the, you know, doing all the things that get those really good players into position. So yeah, you have Kucherov and you have the goaltenders that you have, and you have all these Hall of Famers everywhere on your roster. So sure, you should win the coach of the year every year. But that's not how it works, unfortunately. And I think, I mean, I think it's a pretty good, season to give it to him because they did get all these accolades. It looks weird because of the first round exit, but even that was a 7-game series against a very tough team, and it was just but that doesn't mean that, like, the whole accomplishment that he did in the regular season wasn't worthy of this award.
And remember, this is a regular season award too, so technically the playoffs aren't supposed to
100%.
But you're right. And a lot of the times this award will typically go to the coaches that face adversity. And so I know a lot of people are complaining right now because the Lightning took home two other awards, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. Yeah. And that they won all these awards. It was so tough for Cooper to coach. But again, I really do. I wouldn't have given it to this year. But he's deserved it for so many years that I really just – I'm at the point where I don't care. Well,
how close was the margin? Because I believe the Buffalo, I think Roop won it by a point, and now he's lost it by a point.
So let me pull
or
it
something
up,
like that. It's some weird, very small margin.
In the meantime, while I'm looking for this, Daniel's comment. I want to see, you brought it up there for a second. But
please. Most points and exceeding expectations was both Buffalo for what I was saying, right? So.
Honestly, yeah, I agree. And that's who I would have given it to, Lindy Ruff, for Buffalo. I do think that he did deserve it this year. But how many times has the Jack Adams Award been given to the coach that actually deserved it? Almost never. Okay. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find here the finalists for the points. Here we go. Okay, so John Cooper finished first with 226 points. Lindy Ruff finished second with 223 points. Cooper had 36 first place votes to Lindy Ruff's 26.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was, you know, 226 to 223 is not a lot. And I think the big argument for Cooper this year is, even though the Lightning did win their other awards, and they did face a lot of of injuries this year. They dealt with the absence of Victor Hedman and that whole situation. And, yeah, you know, they had a lot of guys have to step up this year. So you could very well argue that, look what Cooper did. And with dealing with all those issues the Lightning had this year, and he still coached so well that he had guys winning other awards and they made the playoffs again. But again, I keep going back to, he's deserved this award for so long, and I'm so glad he finally got it.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only piece of hardware that someone took home this year.
It is not. Well, let's move on to our next trophy winner. Let's see, Daniel's comment here.
Daniel doesn't believe anything both of us are saying. No, it's, I love Daniel. More
man games lost this season. I mean, they might have. And again, I'm not arguing with you.
I think in the aggregate, I mean, I'm with you. I'm for John Cooper in this instance. Is it a lifetime achievement award this year? Maybe. Is it one guy already got it, but they gave him more for first place votes, like you just said. And then, like, I don't know. I don't think anyone's, there was no crime committed here with.
I understand why people will say, like, oh, Lindy Ruff deserved it this year. And again, I agree, but Coop should have had it. Coop should have had it many years ago.
I'm saving that one, Daniel. I'm saving that one. I'll put it up, but we're saving it. Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next award. Which one should we talk about here, Eureka? Let's go with the man, the myth, the legend that was. This award was announced on ESPN after the first period of one of the Stanley Cup final games. And, you know, he's got, you speak of the hardware cases, he's got a big one. Nikita Kucherov taking home yet another trophy with the heart. Congratulations to Kucherov. This is another one a lot of people were upset about. They didn't think Kucherov really deserved it. But, I mean, this guy is so unbelievable in what he does on the ice, his playmaking abilities. He's always the points leader for the Lightning. I don't think – this was the one that I thought was maybe the most well-deserved. No, I take that back. I think it was actually the other award that we're going to talk about here that was the most well-deserved. But, you know, it's almost a three-way race almost every single year. You always have McDavid in the conversation. You always have McKinnon in the conversation. You have Kucherov. Those are the three that everybody looks to. And, you know, Kucherov had a fantastic year. And people point to the playoffs, and he didn't have a great playoffs. But, again, I remind you, this is not a playoff award. This is a regular season award. If you want to talk about the playoffs, you know, that's a different conversation. But – Kucherov is just such an unbelievable player. This is the second Art Ross trophy that he has now won, along with his two Stanley Cups. He is by far one of the best, if not the best player out there in the NHL right now, as hockey IQ is unbelievable.
I mean, looking at his stats, I mean, you're looking at second in points overall to Connor McDavid.
He could have beat, by the way, but he missed a lot of games.
Yeah. Well, and even then you're plus minus, you're still third in plus minus at 43. So, tied with, Malinsky, but like, that's 10 away from the McKinnon, who's number one, and, Nietzsche's at 47. So like even moving, sometimes on the bench or on the injury report, he's still super impactful when he's on the ice.
Yeah, and he's just such a good player that he's well deserved. I don't think there's much argument against it, though.
So
he's a big part of the Lightning team.
Celebrini, right, who had a phenomenal, like, 45 goals, right? So just lightened the lamp, but and assisting too, like, but you're about half his points were goals. He had 60 something assists. But yeah, I mean, I'm a homer, so I'm going to tell you that Kucherov deserved it, but it was especially in those moments. Not, and I don't know what leadership is being brought into this by the writers, but like, they needed a, especially when you're transitioning, still transitioning away from Steven Stamkos and whatever that left in the thing, your captain isn't there for a lot of the year. He's having to be an impact guy when he's dealing with his own injuries and things like that, and still being productive, still being a guy who can get the puck to the right guys to put them in the net. And you had a couple of your guys that weren't, like, you know, a couple of the normal performers of this team weren't weren't really, really getting it going themselves, that Kucherov probably could have had even more assists if a couple more people would have been playing a little better throughout the entire season. So I don't know. So, I think Kuch is the man, and it's awesome to trust him. So
you're right, Eureka. And also, there must be something in the air, because I'm going to agree with Daniel here once again on his comments. I do think there's a strong case for Celebrini. And I'll tell you the playoffs. And even though it's a regular season award, that is a factor. I do agree. But here's the point totals. This one was actually extremely close. Kucherov 14-36. McDavid, who finished second, 14-26. So he was right there behind Nikita Kucherov. Nathan MacKinnon was, of course, third. Celebrini was fourth. So, you know, don't discount him completely here. He was right up there for some of the votes. And I do agree that if he continues to play the way that he is playing, he is going to be in the contention for that trophy many more times over the course of his career. But, you know, when you look at Kucherov, McDavid, and MacKinnon, again, with what Kucherov did this year, putting up the point numbers that he did. And he really, Kucherov had a bad start to the season, if you remember. And he turned it on late. And if it wasn't for some of the games that he had missed, he probably would have been the points leader over McDavid. He's more of an assist guy than a goal scorer. But I don't think it's crazy to say that Kucherov deserved the Hart by any stretch of the imagination. But can't make everybody happy at the end of the day. But Celebrini, definitely another guy that is going to compete for it in the near future as the Sharks continue to get better. But that was not the only award, Eureka, that the Lightning took home. Already two in the bag, but we had a third. And that, of course, was Andre Vasilevskiy, who took home the Vezina. Very happy for Vasilevskiy and winning yet another Vezina. By the way, the last time Kucherov and Vasilevskiy both won the Hart and the Vezina. Do you remember what year that was, Eureka?
I believe it was a year before we did a cool thing.
That is correct. 2019 was the last time that happened. Of course, Lightning went on to win back-to-back Stanley Cup.
So just another worldwide pandemic and another Stanley Cup on the way.
Let's skip the pandemic part if we can, please. But yes, last time that happened, Vasi and Kuch also won the Vezina. There's a picture going around of the picture of Kucherov and Vasi in 2019 holding their awards, and then in 2026, and it's hilarious because the 2019 version, they're at the awards show, so they're both in suits, all dressed up. Kucherov is smiling, by the way, in this picture, which we know is very rare. Vasi's almost stone cold, straight face. Then you look at 2026, both not in suits anymore. Vasi was dressed more casual, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Yeah. But he is more stone cold face. And Kucherov is just wearing his hoodie and just staring into oblivion. And maybe, Eureka, this is the time to bring up the comment from Daniel earlier.
Lifetime
Achievement Awards. They're number one, you know what. It's funny just to see the differences with the award show and they're dressed up in their suits and smiling. Now Kucherov just in his hoodie, and they technically surprised him with it too, but it wasn't like Vasilevskiy. Did you see, Eureka, how they gave Vasilevskiy?
I think we have to. This is a thing, and we need to stop it. We need to stop the John Cooper thing was like nice. There was already an event happening, and they sort of like, hey, you know, we can change the logos in the back and put his name up. And like, they're okay. But you have Vasilevskiy like training, and you're like, have a cop come barging in, being like, oh, Mr. Vasilevskiy, you know, we need to talk to you out of your car. You put him in a fight or flight mode while you're pranking him. I don't think he enjoyed one second of it, including when they told him, there's a camera. He's like, cool. I'm like working here. I'm at work right now, guys. Like, and why are you touch my personal property and you put this, like, there's an invasion of privacy and a psychological thing that torture they're doing to him.
So for those that didn't see it, and it's on the Lightning social media, they took Vasi's car keys and they put the trophy in the car, and then they had the Tampa Police Department come out with a German Shepherd and he sat down to alert that there were drugs in the car. And then they're like, oh, massive, you got to see what's in your car. What's going on? Oh, it's the trophy. Look at you. Congratulations.
Well, and then the whole time he's just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, search the car, whatever. Like,
stone cold face. Yeah. It's listen, I get they're trying to have fun and do different things, but you couldn't have done it to the two worst people in Vasilevskiy and Kucherov. Yeah. Those guys are not one for surprises at all. You know, maybe if you did it to like Ryan McDonough or somebody like that, you get a little bit of a better reaction you're looking for, but those are not the guys to be pulling pranks on. But I don't know. It was not their best idea. Let's just say that.
Like if other people get joy out of those things, then I think I have license to be like, okay, that's pretty funny. But like when he is just obviously not giving any signal of oh, you guys got me, damn, oh, okay, all right, who did he didn't do any of that the whole time. He's just like, why is the dog, you know, okay, yeah, the dog, yeah, okay. And then because they open the door and he's like, what's that? And he's just like, I don't know. He's been trained. He's watched too many of those lawyer videos. He's like, I want my lawyer. I don't know what you're talking about. Am I being detained?
What's going on? Yeah, I don't know. Oh man, it was funny in it because it was almost so awkward in that sense. But let's talk about the award specifically. Well deserved for Andrei Vasilevskiy. He had an incredible season. Felt like he got back to his original form. Last couple of years, he'd been struggling a little bit.
Yes,
you see struggling, but Vasilevskiy struggling is better than most goaltenders in the league. So to see him get back to where he was really good, though, and very much clearly well deserved. No question about it.
Second in the entire league in goals against average at 2.31. He had the number three best save percentage in the league. And I believe it was best in the Eastern Conference, tied with Igor Shesterkin. Most wins. And when you look at those wins too, I'm not saying we need to nitpick this, but out of the 39 games won, you had a 1.8 goals against average. So when he's on, he's unbeatable. 931 save percentage in those games with two shutouts, right? In the games you lose, it's 19 losses, three of them are in overtime, and your goals against skyrockets, you know, comparatively to 3.42 with no shutouts on the roads or no shutouts in a loss. So it's with a shaky defense at some times ahead of him. I think that we relied on him a lot, and sometimes the puck goes in the net when you let the other team score or shoot 50 times, right? But overall, like you said, his back. I don't think anyone talked about his back injuries. No one talked about rust, or no one talked about any of that stuff. From the rip, I think he was like, oh, he's locked in, he's ready to go, and
that very handily won this award, by the way. I don't know how the point system works, because like I said, Kucherov had, you know, 1,400 points. Vasilevskiy had 114. So the point numbers are very different for these awards, but Vasilevskiy with 114 total points. Sorokin finished second at 51. So clear-cut favorite for Vasilevskiy and the Vezina. 17 total first-place votes for Vasilevskiy among the voters. So well-deserved. Not really any debate about it. He was fantastic this year. Vass even said in his press conference that he felt like he had a very good season and he was happy with it. So,
whoa, hey, can he be less cocky? You know,
those are the three awards for the Lightning this year: John Cooper winning the Jack Adams, Andrei Vasilevskiy winning the Vezina, and Nikita Kucherov winning the Hart. Let us know in the comments down below. Do you agree? Do you disagree? We'd love to hear what you guys have to say. As always, by the way, don't forget, like and subscribe, ring the bell for notifications so you can join us live. You can join the conversation with us while we're talking about it here. Because I do want to bring up a comment here that we have, Eureka, from Beverly. Hopefully you can mention a couple of the other awards. Not by NHL players, but some of the minor league guys. And Beverly, you are 100% right. A lot of other people did get their flowers, and specifically O'Reilly, because he is the top prospect for the Lightning and the one that kind of everybody's talking about, he won, and I quite didn't fully understand this until I kind of looked into it, but he won three MVPs. He won the finals MVP, he won the playoff MVP, and he won the regular season MVP. So he swept all three MVP trophies, which I didn't know there was a playoffs MVP for the league that he's in, the OHL, if I'm not mistaken. But I didn't even know that was a thing for the playoff MVP, which is kind of interesting. But he won all three MVP trophies. If I remember correctly, I'm going to have to look this up quickly to make sure, but it's something that's not happened very often before. I believe there's a couple other players that have done it. But listen, you win three MVP trophies, that's saying something. So congratulations to O'Reilly for getting all three of those awards. He's going to be a bright star in the NHL. And I think the more you look at it and what what the Lightning did with that trade.
A quick Ontario Hockey League search gives me four players in OHL history have won all three major MVP awards. Brad Richards, Corey Perry, Mitch Marner,
not Tampa Bay Lightning,
and Sam O'Reilly.
That's right, because I remember laughing at that fact because there were three players on there that were all members of the Tampa Bay Lightning at one point, in Brad Richards, in Corey Perry, and now Sam O'Reilly, which I thought was pretty funny. Now, granted, Corey Perry and Richards were not mainstays, not drafted by the Lightning, developed, all that fun stuff. Well, Lightning did not draft O'Reilly either, but they have him as young prospect age. So,
yeah, I know our writer Tom Davis. If you guys are on rblrsports.com, we've been continuing coverage with our written word as well. High on the prospect, high on the future of this team right now, and saying, hey, don't be, he was kind of saying like, don't be so doom and gloom at the time. I think people have kind of the clouds have gone away a little bit, to say that there are reinforcements coming to this club. And we'll see. Beverly says she's so excited for preseason development camp and training camp. I mean, there are spots at the bottom of the roster that can be filled with that, who knows?
Especially after what we heard from JBB in his press conference at the end of the season, which did not give me a lot of comfort in what he was saying, but basically saying that there's not a lot of players in the free agency pool this year. They might not do a lot, and they're going to need some guys to step up. Maybe we get to see some of those youngsters that have won some of the awards this year to potentially make that jump up into the NHL. Only time will tell. Of course, O'Reilly has been talked about a lot, also not for just his awards, but because he was mentioned in possible trade negotiations. Elliot Friedman, for a while there, after Dylan Larkin, who requested a trade from the Detroit Red Wings, Tampa's name came up a couple of times. Now, there's since been conflicting reports. Last I've seen that he had three teams. Tampa was not one of them. But then I've heard some reports too that what do we got? Daniel here. So let's see how it looks after the draft.
He's saying exactly what you're saying right now. Trade season.
And it was talked about as if there was a trade between Tampa, theoretically, O'Reilly is probably one of those prospects that would be moved to get him. Now, would I do that trade? Would I like to see that trade? I don't know. With the way O'Reilly's playing right now down in the minor leagues, I think I'd really like to see him get a shot with Tampa. Listen, Larkin's a great player, and he's a proven talent, and O'Reilly's still technically a gamble, but I don't know. I don't think Larkin gives that much of a difference for us. We have a lot of center depth already. I think there's other positions that we could use more help in. It'd be great to bring Larkin here, don't get me wrong, but I think I'd kind of like to see O'Reilly get a shot with the Lightning.
With as low as few prospects that we've been able to bring into the system during this fantastic run, we've talked about it a few seasons in the past about like the check is coming, right? The check of not having any big time draft picks is coming, and now you can grasp any kind of prospect in your own system. While your aging stars are just getting expensive and old, at some point, it's easier to put O'Reilly onto this team than go acquire an O'Reilly level talent and bring him in once we're rebuilding a roster.
I guess.
Yeah, no, it is. So we're gonna have to wait and see what JBB does when it comes to the trade market, when it comes to the offseason free agency market. You know, what's going to happen with Darren Radish? There's a lot of question marks around that. Yeah. There were some rumors, by the way, that went around that a deal was done, but nothing's been confirmed. So we'll see if JBB finds a way to get that done. Be very curious to know what that number is potentially going to look like for Radish. But that's a topic for another day to get closer to the offseason, because there's a lot that's going to happen. But as for right now, what we do know is a lot of Lightning players have been given awards. And listen, I know for fans and for, you know, a lot of the players too, those awards at the end of the day don't matter. There's only one that they want, and Carolina is the one that is currently lifting it right now. And the Lightning with four first-round exits are trying to get past that. But it is still nice to see that these players are being recognized, especially someone like John Cooper, who's deserved it for so long. Yeah. It's good for the organization.
100%. It's fine. I said it in our chat. I'm just happy we're finally getting the flowers. Like, some of them have been overdue. Some of them are just nice to see again. But again, I think especially after the way that we lost in the first round, it's not all first round exits are the same. And I don't think we went through phase where we need to rebuild or anything. I think we went through a phase where we ran into a tough situation. We did the best we could, and then getting these awards after that sort of numb the pain and say, you know what, these guys are still healthy, running, and they're going to contribute next year in the same way. So very happy.
And look, the Lightning are actually in a great spot when it comes to the cap, and I've very rarely ever say that, but because of the cap finally jumping up, and they do have a lot of players locked up long-term. Currently, they have $13 million in cap space, and they don't have many players to re-sign. They're going to have, you know, the Corey Perry, Bjorkstrand, Mitchell Chafee, Darren Radish, Declan Carlisle. Those are the names, and the biggest one being Darren Radish, quite honestly with you. So they've got some money to work with here. And then, of course, the year after that, Kucherov's contract goes up. They'll get him extended. I'm not worried about that. But they're going to have even more cap space to play with in that year. I'm trying to pull up the exact number as I'm looking at this the site right now. But what I'm saying is they've got a lot of players still locked up long term. They have a lot of cap space to actually kind of maybe do something with. So there's a lot of potential for the Lightning of the next couple of years and absolutely making this team a little bit better and making deep cup runs. And you know they're going to make the playoffs because they've done that so consistently now.
Daniel brings up a good point. Everyone's got a couple extra bucks in the pocket this year, but if you run too quickly to just overpay a bunch of dudes that to get them on your team to fill whatever hole you have, those are going to be bad decisions down the road where we have to keep our expensive players happy and we have to be able to be ready for the next round of free agency when it's actually worth it to give a guy a boatload of money that we have in the war chest. So.
I know, and yes, every team does have a lot more cap space because the cap went up around the league. But again, I'm not talking about, you know, the Lightning have more cap. That's something they've never had before. So even if the free agency class isn't as great because of all these teams that have extra cap, just the fact that you have it in the first place is something the Lightning have not had the luxury of having. So that's where I'm going at.
You're always going to overpay a player in the free agency market. So again, that's why it's better to develop them yourself or be savvy in a trade that you get them as a part of a trade. But the Lightning aren't in a desperate position where they have to spend all that cap to go fill a top six hole. They probably need, well, I'm sure you guys are going to get into this throughout the offseason, but you know, the Lightning probably only have to fill a couple different skills that they don't have at the bottom of their roster that would be very, very helpful to have, but they don't have to break the bank for swinging the fence for a major marquee name. So
the Lightning are going to have $41 million in cap space next year, by the way. It's a lot of money. Now they're going to have Nikita Kucherov to re-sign.
How quickly does that, like, what are the cap going up, doesn't it also means that the contracts are per year are going to go up.
Yes. No, there's a lot of factors that go into this.
Guys are going to be making less than $1 million around in a few years, man.
Kucherov could probably command, he might get over 10 million. I would imagine. It depends on how much of a hometown discount he potentially takes.
It's about percentage of the cap. Like if you to measure, you'd have to say, well, Kucherov is this much of our cap space. How much are we going to give it to him next time? Like the dollar amount is one thing, but it's really, this is the amount of assets that you have. And so how much asset allocation did you give to these players and what do you have?
But the bottom line is, at least for this upcoming offseason, the Lightning do have a little bit of cap space to work with. So they potentially re-sign some guys or go after somebody in free agency. And they do not have a lot of players to re-sign specifically for this year. All right, let's get to Daniel's comment real quick here. I'm reading it now. Is this team a cup-winning team? No. They have.
I can't wait till you guys get into the holes on this team.
Like that. Give me another first round exit. I'm going to agree and disagree with you.
I'm going to be higher than Daniel is on this.
Because I agree that on paper, are they a cup winning team? No. I mean, they didn't win the cup this year, so it's obvious now. But
sure.
I do think they have some spots to get better at. I don't know if I call them serious. Like, they definitely need to get better in the faceoff circle.
I agree with that.
Some of their depth isn't fantastic.
They need depth scoring for sure.
But they've got the players. I mean, they were one.
How many teams are going to say those things though? Like, you know, like
there's not. I can't call them super serious. And they were one bounce away from winning game seven.
We would feel so much better if we got any puck luck in that series, man.
And who knows what happens from there? Am I saying the Lightning are going to beat the Buffalo Sabres in round two and cruise to the Stanley Cup Finals? No. Buffalo would have been a tough draw, but it's tough to say for me serious holes when I know four first round exits and they do need to address some things, but again, got a little bit of cap space. You don't have a lot of guys to resign. You did good. You need to do a little bit better. You should be able to do that with your prospects, the little bit of money that you do have, even though all these other teams also have money. There's a lot of potential here for this next year. And Eureka's right. We're going to get into it more. Deep diving into, you know, what exactly do they need to fill, what's available, all that fun stuff. Which reminds me, I want to bring up some of the dates coming up for this season. Important dates. The buyout window is going to open 48 hours after the end of the final, which we are now, almost 24 hours to since it opened last night.
Yep.
Draft will be on June 26th and 27th. That taking place in Buffalo, by the way. The Lightning, of course, will not be that heavily involved. They will not have a first-round pick once again. But as we know, screw them picks. Just trade them to get good players, as the Lightning have done many, many times. Restricted free agent qualifying offers will be due on June 29th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Free agency will begin at noon on July 1st, as always. And then eligible free agents can file for arbitration by July 5th at 5 p.m. Hearings will be on July 20th through August 1st. So all that to say, things are going to start moving before you know it, and we're going to be right there ready to go for the next season. Hashtag, is it September yet, Eureka? Because it's not, we can't say is it October yet anymore, because the regular season is going to start in September this year, which is really weird, and I kind of don't like it. I do like, though, that my birthday is at the end of September, and I might get to see a regular season game, so that is fun. But still, very weird that it's starting in September now. Change, Eureka.
Yeah, well. There you go. Just in time for the World Cup to end.
that's right. The World Cup going on, a lot going on.
These sports have to fill the never ending hole that's in my soul when there's no professional sports going.
Right. After hockey and basketball ended back to back, I was really hoping we were going to get a game seven. I sat there and I'm like, now what? what's next? We got the World Cup going on right now in baseball.
Well, I say I'll use this as an opportunity to plug your best in the league, Tampa Bay Rowdies, by the way.
There you go.
They are killing it. If you're even – soccer's a lot like hockey. There's just 11 dudes, and they put a ball in the net. It's very, very – it's very, very – they fight. You know, it's the same. Depending on if you like Igor Shesterkin, there's the same amount of flopping. Like it's the same thing. It's really similar. But also the Rays, you know, they had a phenomenal start. The Trop is back, you know. The Thunderdome. It's the Thunderdome. You know,
make sure you like and subscribe so you don't miss out on all the other amazing channels that we have that cover all of the Tampa Bay sports teams. Yes. Which reminds me also, too, you can also head over to shop.rblrsports.com and use promo code BOLTS to get 10% off your order and get like one of those amazing hats that producer Eureka is wearing. And it's not just Lightning, it's Lightning, Rays, Bucks, Rowdy, Sun, inspired team merchandise that we have over there for you guys. Help support the show, help support us. We always appreciate it as always. You also get a really cool t-shirt out of it. And don't forget to use code BOLTS for 10% off your order. Links, as always, are in the description below.
Couldn't have done it better myself.
Eureka, I think that's about going to do it for us on this episode. We'll be back with you all very, very soon to start breaking down more on specifically the draft and what the Lightning are looking for in free agency. When that gets closer, there's going to be a lot more content coming your way. So make sure you subscribe and you don't miss out on future episodes. So you can join us live here as well and join the conversation. Thank you to everybody that did tune in today and through your comments in the chat. We really do appreciate it. But with that said, we'll see you guys in the next one. Go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.